Now let me emphasize that I consider these elementary insights argumentatively irrefutable and because of that also a priori true. If you want to live in peace with other people, and you demonstrate that you wish to do so by engaging in argumentation with them, then only one solution exists. You must have private or exclusive property in all things scarce and suitable as means or goods in the pursuit of human ends. And private property in such things must be founded in acts of original appropriation, namely the recognizable embordering or enclosure of scarce resources, or else in the voluntary transfer of such property from a prior to a later owner. We can say then that these rules express and explicate the natural law. Natural, given the uniquely human goal of peaceful interaction, and natural because these laws are given and merely discovered as such by men. That is, they are emphatically not laws that are made up, contrived, or decreed. In fact, all men made rather than discovered or found law, that is, all legislation, is not law at all, but a perversion of law, namely orders, commands, or prescriptions that do not lead to peace, but to conflict, and are because of their dysfunctional of the very purpose of laws. Now, democracy will lead to increasing corruption. With open entry into the state, the resistance against state rule is reduced, and the size of the state will grow. The number of state employees and administrators will increase, and because their income and livelihood is dependent on the continuation of state power to legislate and to tax, they will, not necessarily, but most likely, become reliable and loyal supporters of the state. In particular, the class of intellectuals, that is, the producers of words, the wordsmiths, in contrast to the producers of things, namely the manufacturers, will thus be bought off and corrupted, because there is little and highly fluctuating market demand for words rather than things. Intellectuals, because of that, are always desperate for any help they can get to stay afloat. And the state, in permanent need for ideological support, for its relentless onslaught against natural law and justice, is only too willing to offer such help.